Hi there. The word for you today is honesty on three levels. In Ephesians 4 verse 25, Paul instructs, quote, each of you must speak truthfully to his neighbor. Now, telling the truth sounds easy enough, but it takes commitment on three levels, and here they are. Level 1, verbally. When you're found out in a lie, it undermines the confidence that other people have in you. For example, when a husband or wife denies blowing the family budget or covers up a drug or drinking problem, inevitably there's trouble. But when each knows that the other will speak truthfully and, quote, hold to the truth in love, as Paul writes, the relationship becomes stronger and you're much more likely to weather the storm. The second level of truth is behaviorally. Listen to these words. Luke 16, verse 10, Jesus said, unless you are honest in small matters, you won't be honest in large ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Cheryl Richardson says, and I quote, integrity is the key to living an authentic life. You become known as a person of integrity by keeping your word. So, when you make a commitment to follow through, even when it costs you, and even when you get a better offer, keep your word. Follow through. Do what you say. And the third level of truth-telling or honesty is in actuality. Now, why is telling the truth such a big deal in Scripture? Well, because every relationship in your life is based on trust. And when you don't deal truthfully, here's what happens. First, you end up losing your influence and the respect of others. Next, you live in the fear of being found out, and that makes you insecure and forces you to live on two levels. Public perception, what others think you are, and private struggle, what you know you are. Next, you have to worry about what you've said and to whom. In other words, if you're going to lie, you better have a good memory. Next, you get to where you can't trust or believe others, and here's why. As you live your life, you judge your neighbor. You think, if I'm doing it, they must be doing it too. And finally, you make yourself feel better by rationalizing, well, it's no big deal, everybody lies. Now, the trouble with that line of thinking is, you, therefore, can't trust them either. So the word for you today is, be honest in all your dealings.